noha noha waila, lai ka lai hua, kua hiwi na nila, o mauna kea. Kila kila o mauila, lei ka rose lani, kua hiwi na nila, o hale a kala. Kila kila o mauila, lei ka rose lani, kua hiwi na nila, o hale a kala. Aheo o ahula, le ka ilima, tua hiwi na nila, o ka. Kawaila, lei mo kihana, kua hiwi na nila, o vai ale ale.
Aloha, my friends, and welcome to another Saturday Around the Kitchen Table with Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's weekly FM radio news magazine. It's the best in Hawaiian music and ideas from the Hawaiian community. Vicky Holt-Takamine is here.
Aloha kakou.
Kahoʻine Panoke is here.
Aloha kakahiaka kakou to all of our ohana on the islands of Maui, Molokai, Kauai, and Hawaii Island, and of course, Oʻahu.
Oh, yeah. Noe Tanigawa here, and I guess we kicked up some fun last week with our radio program.
I guess we did. Yes, it was rather interesting this week and some of the phone calls that we got here at the station regarding...
I think it was the ideas that were shared by Keanu Sai. That might be a little bit uncomfortable for some of our listeners, but, you know, that's what we're wanting to share with you. These are thoughts that are in the Hawaiian community. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's better understanding for all of us.
And, you know, that makes, I think, our show interesting because we're really providing the perspectives of, really, the Native Hawaiian community and what we're saying and what other Native Hawaiians are saying. And you'll even see that there are many times that that there are issues that we may not even agree to sitting around the table. But that's what makes Nakai Evalu such a unique Hawaiian news magazine show.
Well, that's what it's like when you're in a family, all together around the kitchen table.
But you know, no, I think it's important that we remind our ohana out there that for any of our shows, you know, they can always
respond
through our website. And, you know, throughout the show, you'll be giving that information.
Great.
And if they want to continue the discussion, though, the website is available to them.
It's nakaievaluradio.com. And we do have to be clear that our sponsors do not determine any of the content of the show. And, in fact, the views expressed on this program are those of the speakers only. The aim of Nakai Evalu is to spark thought and discussion on a whole spectrum of Hawaiian issues and to kind of get an island-style start to your weekend with some great Hawaiian music. We hope you enjoy, so hang loose. We've got a terrific show coming up today. Nakai Evalu, brought to you in the public interest by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Outside to see if the waves are breaking head high or they're crumbling at the knee. I need to choose what boat I'll use, my tanker or my gun, but I'll grab my snorkel fins and spear if waves are none to one. I swing my hips from left to right, I go eat on me just right,
What's the minute hunne beach bum boogie? Boy, is it a sight? I swing my hips from left to right. I cookie on me just right. What's the minute hunne beach bum boogie? Oh, what a sight. Summer, no more waves, so let's picnic in the park. Swimming, fishing for a wama, jumping from the rock. Winter waves are mountains and the best go out to shore. That the spirit of true surfers know that
hey, Eddie would go.
I swing my hips from left to right. I groovy on me just right. It's the Minne Hunne Beach Bum Boogie. Boy, is it a sight? I swing my hips from left to right. The groove on me just right. It's the Minne Hunne Beach Bum Boogie. Oh, what a sight.
Minne Hunne Beach Bum Boogie. Minne Hunne Boogie Boogie.
Oh, what a sight.
Minne Hunne Beach Bum Boogie. Minne Hunne Boogie Boogie.
Surfing with the mew, no one can beat. Lau lau poke poi, lo mi salmon and some opi. I eat until my hope is full. I know that it's a fact that I'm coming down with all the symptoms of
Kanak attack.
I swing my hips from left to right. The groove on me just right. It's the Minne Hunne Beach Bum Boogie. Boy, is it a sight? I swing my hips from left to right. I groove on me just right. It's the Minne Hunne Beach Bum Boogie. Boy, is it a sight? I swing my hips from left to right. I groove on me just right. It's the Minne Hunne Beach Bum Boogie. Oh, what a sight.
Minne Hunne Beach Bum Boogie.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Ooh,
You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network. It's brought to you every week, every Saturday, 8 to 10, by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Noe Tanigawa here with Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our special guest at the kitchen table today as a teacher of Hawaiian language at UH Manoa, a researcher, composer, translator. He's director of the Awayaulu Hawaiian Literature Project, a non-Hawaiian deep in Hawaiian culture, Puakea Nogelmeyer. Hey, Puakea.
Aloha kakayaka.
Great to have you here.
Focus on the word deep there.
Deep there, yes. Get down there. Okay, deep.
Aloha.
I love that voice. We want to thank you for coming and spending the morning with us. This is our opportunity to learn a little bit more about our guests, people that are making waves in Hawaiian community. And you certainly have been around for a while just doing that. But you're not originally from here. Where are you from?
I am a transplant. I was born in San Francisco and raised in Minnesota, and lived there until I was 17, turning 18, and left there on my way to Japan. So I was headed to Japan, 1972, so I'm 18, and in the airport in San Diego, I was supposed to be in Honolulu for the weekend, pick up my passport and my ticket on Monday. Two friends I was traveling with were headed here. So I'd go this far with them, pick up my materials, travel on. I was on my walkabout. Lost my wallet in the San Diego airport. So I have no birth certificate and no money, but I have my ticket. Back then, there's no TSA, there's no, you know, yes. You get ticket, you get
no
seat.
Yeah.
So they said, well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out from Honolulu. So I get here, right, you know, I have to wait for a month for a birth certificate. I have that money sent over. And by the time it all got here, it seemed there was no real rush to go off to Japan.
Your feet got heavy.
Why did it make it for 30 years?
And were you going over to Japan for a teaching position?
Oh, no.
You were
no.
just going to visit?
I was on my walkabout.
Oh. Mm.
I just knew I wanted to see someplace really far away.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know anything about any place else. I knew a little bit about Japan. I didn't know any Japanese.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know any Hawaiian either.
You know, folks, if you're trying to figure out where have you heard that voice before, if you're one of those that use the bus, then you will recognize that voice because it's Puakea's voice that announces the street names, Kapi'olani.
But of course, they digitize my voice and move it up.
Oh.
This is too low for the bus, so I have to stand on my toes and
squeeze.
Say, Kapi'olani. And please be careful when exiting the bus.
There you go.
Well, we're so glad to have you in this morning. You're just fun to talk to, Puakea. And we want to talk to you about your efforts with Awayaulu Press. That's coming up. Stick with us this morning. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Pi aluga uka ma pualo alo ai o nei tanoan I gana ni o hali I lua e lua o lei a da leo taman I e kura pili ma uilo forever, not for better, and some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments, with lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living, but in my life I love them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compared with you.
These memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never ever lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. But in my life, I've loved you more. I know I'll often stop and think about them, but in my
thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Darling, be my man.
Kaiʻevalu on the Visionary Radio Network with a special guest in today, Puakea Nogelmeyer, and coming up, Robert Casimero. So grab your cup of tea like Vicky Holt-Takamine or your cup of coffee with, how do you take your coffee, Kaʻole?
Black.
Oh, like it. How about you, Puakea?
I take it really strong and dark, but not black. Sort of gold.
Like it.
I like take it. Your coffee.
Brown and sweet. All right. We heard about how Puakea managed to stumble here in the 70s, but why did he stay? We'll find that out coming up after this break. This is Nakaiʻevalu, and you've joined us around the kitchen table. Thanks for being here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
One word takes you on a journey to the most magical and incredibly beautiful music ever created on the planet.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
One word describes the music of Israel Kamakaviva Ole and the Makaha Sons of Ni'ihau.
You and I must make a path.
One word describes the joy of discovering a lost song from Israel Kamakaviva Ole, along with six new arrangements.
And if you need me,
the word is unforgettable.
Oh, I'll be there.
And so is the new album from Israel Kamakaviva Ole and the Makaha Sons of Ni'ihau. Unforgettable.
You.
The music, the memories, and the voices. Unforgettable. On sale now, where fine music is sold.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibraTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive, the all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new 2-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
It's time to start counting the University of Hawaii Warrior Football Super Sacks. For every recorded quarterback sack by the UH defense, McDonald's of Hawaii will donate $500 to UH Athletics all season long.
You can help cheer on the Warriors by getting a special edition Super Sack t-shirt. Available exclusively at the Booty Groove store or online at butigroup.com.
Join McDonald's as we cheer on the UH Warrior football team. Go Warriors!
You're listening to Nakaiʻevalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
I'm waiting on a warm and sunny seashore, yearning for the one that I adore. My heart is true, I'm thinking of you forever. I'll love you, Kainoa. I see a sunbeam dancing on the water, surfing on a wave that comes to shore. The promise in that beam is a long-awaited dream. It tells me that you love me, Kainoa. Now day is done, the sun sets, Kainoa. stars are peek-a-booing from above. The moon gets brighter still. In my heart I feel a thrill. The trade winds say you love me, Kainor. The silvery moon is shining on the land, casting palmy shadows on the sand. They dance beneath the moon while the breezes hum a tune. They do this 'cause they love you, Kainoa, Kainoa.
So much fun talking to Puakea behind the scenes, isn't it? Nakai Evalu, around the kitchen table with Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here, and our guest, a professor of Hawaiian language, translator, composer, Puakea Nogelmeyer.
Puakea, you said that you were on your way here from San Diego, lost your wallet, lost your money, but only had a ticket, then landed here in Honolulu. Right in the middle of the Hawaiian Renaissance.
Well, and didn't know any better. And came to Waianae. So I was in Waianae in 1972. Yeah, played around, entertained myself for about a year and a half. I was a jeweler, actually.
Po'e haole on the Waianae coastline.
You got it, yeah. And there was, you know...
Brave, huh?
Well, I didn't know any different. I mean, that's the only part of Hawaii I knew.
But the thing is, the brothers are really cool.
You know, I never met anybody that wasn't pleasant.
Yeah.
Although years later, I remember some lady told me, I saw you when you first came, and I thought, he gonna die. Because I was too friendly.
No.
And was friendly. But so I was a jeweler. There were a lot of craftspeople, early 70s. This, and one of our craftspeople was a lady named Mililani Allen. And
she
made beautiful batik on silk with Hawaiian patterns. But we didn't know. She was a kumuhula. She had just graduated with Mikey Ayu Lake's class, her first, you know, set of kumu. And they all set up their halau. She talked to us one day about, I've opened classes for women. I'm really excited, but it's hard to get men. Well, all of her crafter friends, which motley crew, you got to imagine Waianae, me, 22, 21. And we all said, well, open them. We'll take your class. I mean, the same way that if she said, well, I want to try batik on carpet, you know, we would have said, go, you go. We'll back you up. So she wanted to teach a men's class. We'll back you up. So she said, okay, you come my class. Okay. So we all came to hula class. I didn't know anything about hula. And stepped in, totally ignorant, loved it from the first day. I didn't know really anything about Hawaii. So everything I learned about Hawaii started right there. I didn't know Hawaii had kings. I didn't know Hawaii had a history. I just thought it was really nice people and nice landscape, which is, you know, a very ike moka kahaole.
Yes.
Just, you know, ike. And she introduced me to all of that, really. Hula led to chant. Chant led to language, and it became the most fascinating thing in my life.
You've had a very interesting, not only the life when you first arrived here in Hawaii, but in your work with the University of Hawaii has been interesting as well. Being in the Hawaiian language department,
taking
the language while you were a student there as well, and then now being a professor.
And working to preserve Hawaiian language literature. Let's talk about that next here, okay? Hang with us, Puakea, and you too. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us here on Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
I sounds bad, but we made it through somehow. Yes, I put my trust in you. You know that you can trust me too. My love for you will always be true. 'Cause you make me feel so.
Aloha, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Yeah.
Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine here at the kitchen table with me, Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest today, Puakea Nogelmeyer.
So Puakea, tell us, how did you learn the Olelo Hawaii?
Well, started to learn with hula, but you learn like a parrot. And then 76, actually, Auntie Edith Kanaka'ole, Edith McKenzie, started the Mele Project, which was to teach chant. So started to learn language there, but really, again, it's parroting language. It's semi-comprehension. And it was there that I thought, if you're going to do this, it's actually Luca Kanaka'ole, who I didn't know, stopped me after a performance and talked to me in Hawaiian. And pie-eyed, I said, call my uncle. I'm sorry, I don't, you know, baba. And he said, but how can you know what you're chanting? I said, well, I memorized the English. And it sounded really silly then. It doesn't sound much better now. And he said, but how can you know that you did well? I said, you're right. You know, and I walked away thinking, how do you know? That's not right to participate in this level of stuff if you don't understand exactly what you're doing. And so I just thought, I need to learn more language. So we asked Auntie Edith McKenzie, who held classes. She was a student of language herself, held classes on her lanai. And then about that time, met up with an old gentleman, Theodore Kelsey. And he became like my mentor. Because by fluke, I mean, he's really fluent. He's not a native speaker because he learned it as a little boy, but he can't hear in English. He's almost deaf in English. So to communicate, you really need... He could hear me somewhat in English because my voice is very low and goes through, but he was losing his hearing fast. But I asked him if he could help me learn Hawaiian, and he said, no. But with what we learned in Auntie Edith's class, I could talk to him and he'd correct it. Or he'd answer back, and then you'd be in dialogue, and I'm in deep water. But that's really where it started, is working there. Then I came to the university and got a degree. And by then, you know, I was actually working with Papa Aila, is a gentleman from Waianae side, and Mr. Kelsey used to go to his Saturday group with all the kupuna, and I'd take him down there and sit deeply underwater, understanding 10% of what was going.
And of course, during that time, the Hawaiian language department was not as notable as it is today in the University of Hawaii system.
Tiny. Yeah. When I finally got up
there. Maybe one or two classes?
Well, I started at Leeward first under Noi Losh. And then by the time I moved up to Manoa, it was a big year. There were two 301s. That was giant. You know, that was the biggest that they'd had. So there were like 100 students in classes. Today there's 800, 900 every semester.
And wonderful Hawaii ride. Is so happy to have you. And we're glad that you lost your wallet in San Diego.
Puakea Nogelmeyer. We've been finding out about how a young hale from San Francisco via Minnesota arrived in Hawaii by chance in the 70s and ended up deep in Hawaiian culture. Today, he's a director of Awaiaulu Press, which is dedicated to preserving Hawaiian literature. So we'll get into some of their products, including a terrific sort of epic novel that's come out in just this past year. Stay with us. It's a Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Take a good look at my face. my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Whoa, whoa, I need you. I need you. Need you. I need you, baby.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
From the sea,
country road,
take me
white sand, clean water. Oh boy, how mountains smell like that. Feel a makani. What a place.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. It's kind of the Hawaiian way to start your weekend, spending your time around the kitchen table with us between 8 and 10 with your little cup of coffee, or maybe your cup of tea like Vicky Holt Takamine has. You got your cup of coffee, Kaho'one Panoke. Yes, all right, and today we're finding out about a little press that's helping to preserve Hawaiian literature and other efforts that are being taken on the part of our guest, Puakea Nogelmeyer. We've been thinking back on the journey this whole state has taken in the appreciation of Hawaiian culture. And our guest today is deeply involved in preserving Hawaiian literature. We're going to come back and tell you about one of his best sellers. It's one you might want to pick up this season. So stay with us. It's Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work. And at play, we are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. This is a weekly radio news magazine that comes to you between 8 and 10 on Saturdays, and we really hope you've been enjoying the mix of Hawaiian music and ideas from the Hawaiian community. We'd like to make clear, though, that the ideas that you hear on this program are those of the speakers only and don't reflect the views necessarily of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs or the Visionary Radio Network. We're just glad you're here with us to listen to what we hope will be some spark for your further research and conversation around your kitchen table. All right, here today, Vicky Holtakamine, Kahoʻone Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest is Puakea Nogelmeyer. Puakea has been involved with, of course, a lot of songs which she has composed, but many publications in our community.
And one of them is called He Mele Aloha.
Hi.
Which you, that was a collaboration of yourself and Vicky Hollinger, is that correct?
Hi. Well, Carol Wilcox was the spearhead. She pulled all of us in, Vicky Hollinger, Kimo Hasi, and myself. And each of us played a different role. Carol did all the organization, all the legal side of it. The songs were selected by Vicky, keyed by Kimo, and then I did translation and the orthography of the text.
And that's Kimo Hasi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of great information in there. Everybody can get out their guitar or their ukulele.
Yeah, because that's the book probably every listener has.
I was going to say, it's probably in every household. And if it's not in your house,
it should be.
You should run out and get it.
Because that one, I think it's in its seventh printing. I'm not even sure. But I know that it is it's sold more than the other 12 books that I've been part of in the last 15 so years.
Oh, you must be rich together. Already then.
No, because everybody volunteered their time. All of the income from that goes to Luna Lilo Home. And it's already generated some $100,000 to Luna Lilo Home. And it'll continue to do that, I think, for a long, long time.
What a great project for Luna Lilo Home.
It was a great
notion. And by the way, talking about Luna Lilo Home, they have their annual luau coming up in January as well.
And watch for the announcements on that, because they never get to announce very much. So you got to be alert. Or you can just pick up your meal and, you know, order it in advance and pick it up, run away. Good time had by all, and good food, always.
For those of you who are not familiar with Luna Lilo Home, it's a home that cares for, that was set up by King Luna Lilo and cares for our Native Hawaiian elderly.
Mm-hmm. And it's out in Hawaii Kai, off of Luna Lilo Home Road, on Ke Kauluohi.
Yeah. And that He Mele Aloha book can be purchased at Native Books and
Native Books and everywhere. That's really a widespread distribution. It's done very well.
Good.
Yeah.
He Mele Aloha, Songs of Hawaii is a great book to take a look at next time you're in a bookstore. We're just kind of taking a look at some of the literature that our guest Puakea Nogelmeyer has been involved in. And there's one coming up that also involved one of the great Hawaiian artists working today. So we'll be back with that here on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
Smile upon my face and fall my bring your love around.
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mapu'i ya ke ala o ka pika ke. Hey.
Nakayevalu here on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks for spending your Saturday with us. Hope you're enjoying the music and the conversation around the kitchen table. Kaho'one panoke, Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine.
So, Puakea, you've been involved with collaborating and also editing and composing or writing your own about 12 books, 12 volumes of books that have been great contributions to the Native Hawaiian Olelo Hawaii community.
Well, kind of as the language movement came forward, I was connected with Ahui Olelo Hawaii, producing materials for the classroom, trying to get things out and around. So, you know, doing initial books, little things, you know, pulling out stories from Fornander, pulling out some of the things from the newspapers, small pieces. And the first real challenge was the Kamakau material that came out with Ke Kumuaupuni and Ke Aupuni Mo'i, representing Kamakau's original writings in Hawaiian. And it was such a dynamic resource. And so we kept moving forward on that. Now, books happened on the side. There's Leino Emalani and Hemele Aloha, which was, you know, just sort of a collaborative fun fest on all our part. But over time, you know, it built up a body of these. The new one that's out, the Hi'iaka Ikapoli Opele, really speaks to a change, as we perceive, the need for Hawaiian knowledge going even beyond the need to revitalize language. Because the 25 years building a body of people who can speak the language has opened up a lot of the resources, but still a lot of people don't, and there's bodies of knowledge that aren't accessible. A million and a half pages of text printed in Hawaiian, 1% is in English so far. So what we recognize is we wanted to continue to make things available in Hawaiian and foster the revitalization, and at the same time make it available in English. But there aren't enough translators. So we launched into Hi'iaka as a training project. And so moving this forward while bringing kids that were already fluent in Hawaiian into becoming translators. So Kamauli Kawada, Sahoa Fukushima, they were the collaborators on this. By the time they were done with this 500-page tome, they were really good translators. They're now training other translators. So that's the goal, is to create a sort of a Tupperware, a pyramid of translation training and continue to open them up.
The stories are from the Hawaiian language newspapers.
What? All of this time working with the resources really clarified how much is there. So this Hi'iaka is a 500-page story. It's one of 10 or more versions of the same story that lay there for 100 years. None of them have ever been translated. So this really opened up. And this is one story. There are hundreds. Hawaiians loved stories.
Nakai Evalu for another Saturday morning together here around the kitchen table with Hawaiian music and ideas in the Hawaiian community.
Stand across the room, the space of a lifetime there between us. And I recall you, you haven't changed, you look the same. And that small fact makes it seem so long ago. And I remember you. Exactly where you were then.
listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine Kaho'one Panoke, and our special guest today is Puakea Nogelmeyer, a non-Hawaiian whose passion is Hawaiian language, literature, and culture. He's a teacher, translator, composer, storyteller. We've been checking out some of his stories here around the kitchen table today. Coming up, we've got the Olelo no Eau, your thought for the week, and Robert Casimero is going to pull up to the kitchen table in his cowboy boots. So we'll get him a cup of coffee and talk story with him next here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business. It's our responsibility. Island Movers. Island Movers. Your total transportation services company.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're making bricks of me now.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool?
We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my halpia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's halpia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu on a beautiful Saturday morning. Rain or shine, it's gorgeous inside.
So
we keep
true.
It that way. All right. Hey, our musical spotlight today is shining on one of Hawaii's favorite sons. He and his brother helped spark the Hawaiian Renaissance in the 70s, for those of you who might have somehow missed hearing about our guest today. And he's still pushing, still pressing. Their latest CD hit number 3 on the Billboard World Chart. Congratulations. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very
Robert
much.
Casimiro.
It's nice to be here. Yeah. That world chart thing threw me off for sure, you know. I mean, that's kind of an accomplishment, eh?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
I'm kind of happy with it, yeah. And listen,
you're
thank you for
out.
Having me here
you're
today.
Getting the word out.
And we're talking about Destiny.
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, it was Roland's idea to name it Destiny. He had a song that he had written called Destiny. We were going to put it on Things Change, but we kept the title. Because I think it's a great idea. So I said, well, with Destiny being this album, maybe the next one should be Legacy. And then after that, it should be, I guess I'm going to die soon. Or something like that.
No, not even.
God. When you keep doing
don't
all
rush
this kind
us.
Of stuff. Yeah. Don't rush. Step back, please. Don't rush me.
So for those of us that may not have ever heard of Robert Uluwehi Casimiro, he's one of Hawaii's finest master kumuhula. And you've got a very fun event coming up. Next weekend.
I do. Here in this beautiful state of Hawaii, we're going to have our Christmas concert on December 12th, 13th, and 14th at the beautiful, the historic, the wonderful Hawaii Theater.
And tickets are available?
Tickets are available. You've got a call over there. I know that,
you know, the box office is always open. You can also buy tickets online.
Online as well,
so just
yes.
type in Hawaii Theater and you'll come up with the right... And look for the Brothers Casimiro Christmas concert.
And yeah. The Christmas concert times, Friday and Saturday, are at 7:30 p.m.
Yes, that's right.
And then on Sunday, it's going to start at 2 p.m.
It's a matinee.
And tell us a little bit about the theme of this
the
year's
Christmas
The
theme of the show this year is The Sounds of Christmas. And, you know... What I did was I called my niece, who has this little son. His name is Makana. They live in California. And I said to her, will you ask him what he thinks the sounds of Christmas are? You know, and so he came up with all these, you know, like the ripping of the paper, the Christmas paper in the morning as you're taking it. I mean, I asked my friends, the creative ones, not Vicky. Not that you aren't creative. These are the ones that are supposed to be creative. And they say, oh, bells, you know, oh, drums. This little kid is telling me, you know, Uncle, it's about the ripping of the paper and then, you know, somebody's calling out your name. So that's just part of the many sounds we'll be talking about.
And lots of surprises.
Yeah, always.
Surprise guests?
Always. Yes. Yes.
We're talking about The Sounds of Christmas, which is the name of a splendid show that's coming up to celebrate the season at Hawaii Theater December 12th, 13th, and 14th. Let's hear something from that Destiny album, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Nakai Evalu, it's a beautiful Saturday morning with us here on the Visionary Radio Network.
No ke anō ahi ahi, ke aloha ala, I ka hali alia ana mai. O ko ula, he o ke I ala, ke lumai nei nā pēa. No ke anō ahi ahi, ke aloha ala, I ka hali ali a ana mai. O ko ula, he o ke I ala, ke lumai nei nā pēa. Ke hiu nei, ka hele u mala ua kau e kahai ma hope hulia e oe a hele ka uala e ia I ka moana lipo lipo ke iu nei ka hele umala Wakaue kahae mahope Pulia e oe ahele ka uala Eia I ka moana
Eike ja malekka ailanna. Haina koinoa, nokea liila. Nokalanni lunna lilo heinoa. Haina koinoa, nokea liila. Nokalanni lunna lilo heinoa. Haina koinoa, nokea liila. Nokalanni lunna lilo heinoa.
You're listening to Nakaya Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Honolulu, I am coming back again. I seem to hear the poly calling me. I seem to hear the surf at white.
Call my Iluna.
Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network. You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Hawaiian music and Hawaiian ideas for you. Now's the time for our Olelo no Eau.
And our Olelo no Eau are the wise sayings or proverbs that have been handed down from generation to generation from our ancestors, our kupuna. And so we're very pleased to have Puakea Nogomaya share an Olelo no Eau for the day.
Makahana ka ike.
Makahana ka ike.
By engaging in the work, you come to learn the knowledge. It's old and it's widespread and it's adapted, it's connected, it parallels
it
what
does.
We're doing here. Certainly by doing the things that I've done, I've learned a great deal. And the process of the Hawaiian language movement, the Hawaiian cultural revitalization, hasn't this whole nation learned a great deal? So that kind of process. And sometimes that's a contested change. We were talking a little on the break about not everyone is real happy about translation, for instance. This is it's a shift.
Why
it's
so
difficult? Well, for one thing, there's a history of mediocre translation or translation being geared, being very selective, and people are hesitant about that. So I think in moving forward, makahana ka ike, you've got to work in a way that develops credibility, because ike is that too, recognition. Yeah.
How have you felt as a non-Hawaiian being so deep in Hawaiian language and culture?
Honored to be able to participate in the way that I do. Humbled and honored. It really is a wonderful place to be. My little funny corner of the world is a remarkable place to be, and I get to work and interact with wonderful people.
Well, you've certainly left some works for us to explore. And Awaiaulu Press has a website.
They do.
Awaiaulu Press.
Awaiaulu.org.
There we go. People can check that out. And the books are there in your bookstores. We hope we've turned you on to something interesting today, a look at Hawaiian culture from a literature standpoint. We hope you're enjoying your morning with us here on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
Beautiful Kanani, beauty you portray. Beautiful Kanani, ke aloha e. Bright as the moonlight, free as the sea. When I see you dancing with the night wind, my arms reach out to join in. Beautiful Kanani, you smile and walk away. Someday you will find someone to love. Kanani, let me be the one, cool as the as the moonlight, free
soft as the breeze. How I long to hear the words that haunt me, the words that say,
Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Boy, this morning's just spit by, hasn't it, Kahoone?
Oh, it has. I mean, I thought, geez, when they're told the time is moving on, I can't believe it. But Poike has been an exciting and interesting guest. We're so thankful to have him on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. This was a delight.
And we will have to have you come back.
This hour goes by so quickly, these couple of hours. It's a lovely place to be of a Saturday morning.
We want to thank everybody for listening in. We've got some great ideas for your holiday shopping. Check out our website because, you know, some of these books that Puakea has introduced us to, you know, you can get a link to that. Also, the CDs that are out will be up there on our website as well. So take a look at our website.
And then just another reminder that on December 12th, 13th, and 14th will be Robert Casimero's Christmas show at the Hawaii Theater. Friday and Saturday, the shows will start at 7:30, and on Sunday, a matinee at 2 p.m. And boy, he has quite a lineup of guest stars that will be performing at his Sounds of Christmas, which is the theme of this year's show at Hawaii Theater. It's being produced by Burton White.
I know, it's
and directed
be fun.
by Robert Uluvehi Casimero.
Thanks for coming by, Robert. So appreciate it. Now, next week, look forward to it already. Mark it in your book now. We're going to have another great morning together next Saturday with another special guest,
Kalei Stern, who is currently the executive director of Kealii Pauahi Foundation to celebrate Bernice Pauahi Bishop's birthday.
Yes.
Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us. Nā Kai e Walu is Hawaii's weekly FM radio news magazine, and we bring you the best in Hawaiian music and Hawaiian thoughts in the Hawaiian community, thoughts that affect the Hawaiian community and everyone who chooses to live here in the islands. Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt-Takamine and Kaho'une Panoke. Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Don't forget about our website, nakaievaluradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. The views expressed on this program are those of the speakers only, and they don't represent the Office of Hawaiian Affairs or Visionary Entertainment. We hope it's just food for thought for you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Ahui ho.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Our ad guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance. About Hemic's superior value.
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hemic's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a Hemic out of the little guys.
Next!
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said hammock, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be Hemic.
Well, I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at Hemic.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
One word takes you on a journey to the most magical and incredibly beautiful music ever created on the planet.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
One word describes the music of Israel Kamakaviva Ole and the Makaha Sons of Ni'ihau.
You and I must make a pact.
One word describes the joy of discovering a lost song from Israel Kamakaviva Ole, along with six new arrangements.
And if you need me,
the word is unforgettable.
Oh, I'll be there.
And so is the new album from Israel Kamakaviva Ole and the Makaha Sons of Ni'ihau. Unforgettable.
You.
The music, the memories, and the voices. Unforgettable. On sale now where fine music is sold.
So juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.